My name is Mike Shuka. My piece is called Singing to Myself. I last sang to myself in the car, which means that I also sang to my wife, since driving solo almost inevitably would mean driving in my truck. My wife and I shun singing, or attempts at singing, in public. We, when so moved, will sing in a large gathering where our timid voices are completely muted under the song of the other gathered folk. That usually would mean at a wedding or other celebratory gathering, such as the Madison Symphony Orchestra's holiday concert with a sing-along portion. Since my wife already knows how I sing, I have no problem with singing in her company, but she won't sing back, with the occasional exception of a spontaneous rendition of a few lines from a well-known song or a tune from a commercial, which we can't help remembering because of the frequency of certain commercials. I also know that she won't criticize or complain about my feeble attempts at the same sort of thing because I started this sort of musical effort, and she, on occasion, seems amused at my renditions with spontaneous additions and revisions of the original song. Sometimes my vocals are not so spontaneous. Sometimes rhyming lines are born in my brain. And now I lost myself. Let's see here. Oh, yes. One feels inventive, which it does occasionally. And then I silently try out the scheme with known melodies that I enjoy. Finally, I just open my chops and try it out, either for her or, perhaps more accurately, upon her. Sometimes I will get a brain worm while in the shower and quietly sing to myself. Since I almost always will be first up, it wouldn't do to disrupt her log sawing, so I sing quietly. Come to think, though, since her hearing started to fail, it may be that I could sing aloud and she would never hear. Hearing aids, like glasses, are not considered good bedfellows, you see. Rarely, when I'm working in the yard at home, if there seems to be no one around to listen, I let her rip and sing just to myself and the birds. On these occasions, I am absolutely brilliant. Maybe I should just stick to reading. A regular Caruso, or another Pavarotti, or any of the great tenors with perfect pitch and breath control. What brilliance. What genius. Well, okay, Pavarotti may have an edge. When I finish, there is no applause because, for reasons unfathomable, the birds always seem to depart the theater promptly with the last note. I can tell, though, that they really appreciate my efforts because they are always awed into dead silence for at least a half hour after. Or maybe they just don't wish to expose their weak efforts to be compared to those of a master. They probably are just waiting for enough time to pass that my singing is starting to fade in the memories of any lurking witnesses who might then, comparing my songs to birdsong, be willing to give the more recently heard birdsong a bit of mercy. Let the birds retain a bit of pride, you see. Too bad we don't have pets to which I might sing. Well, realistically, maybe that's what did them in. Yeah.